Proclamation number 8346 of 3rd of December, 1962. Living out the divine commandments of love. You are all called upon to live on earth in accordance with my divine commandments of love, because no person can reach perfection on earth if he ignores these commandments of love. And therefore you should all listen to the gospel which my disciples bring to you, because it contains the divine commandments of love and because you will only receive inner light when you fulfill them. Before that you live on earth completely ignorant, and you only strive for worldly knowledge which, however, does not ensure any ascent. Only when spiritual knowledge is granted to you, when you gain insight into a spiritual realm, will you live a conscious life, and I want to open up this spiritual realm for you, but I can only do so if you first kindle a light of love within yourselves, and this, in turn, is the result of a life of love on this earth. You don't believe how important the commandments of love are to be taken. You don't believe that they have to be fulfilled first if your soul is to develop progressively. But the soul only lives on earth as a human being in order to reach perfection, in order to mature, in order to change itself into love and to reach its original state again. And this can only happen through loving activity, through the fulfillment of my commandments which demand love for me and for the neighbor. And this is why my gospel will be proclaimed to you humans time and again. This is why my word will be conveyed to you time and again, because I will not cease to admonish you and explain to you how extremely important it is to comply with my word, which will only ever stimulate you into loving activity. Your imperfection, your shortcoming, only consists of the fact that you lack the strength of love, that your life on earth is determined by self-love, that you only ever think of yourselves and have no understanding for your fellow human beings' adversity, that a certain indifference towards your spiritual earthly task exists and determines your way of life. For all your wanting and thinking is only earthly directed and only aims at helping the body to feel comfortable, yet you ignore the soul because you do not acquire the strength it needs through loving activity. And thus your earthly life will only ever remain idle. And no matter how many earthly goods you acquire and possess, they are transient and you cannot take them with you into the kingdom of the beyond if you have to give up earthly life. As long as your soul has to live in want, you will not fulfill your purpose of earthly life. And you should only make an attempt and practice love. For once you should not expect any self-benefit but completely unselfishly accept your neighbor in his adversity. And you will feel a blissful feeling which earthly fulfilled wishes cannot give you. For your neighbor will show you love again which will make you happy, and truly, a little light has been kindled in you. For this reason love is also constantly preached to you, because you should be stimulated, for as soon as you try it will not remain an attempt, you will feel inwardly urged to renew your activity of love, because every work of love signifies an influx of spiritual strength for you which you will use again to work in love. For this is the blessing of every work of love, that the human beings will be strengthened, because love always provides strength. Anyone who proclaims the gospel of love, who tries to motivate his fellow human beings to be unselfishly active in love, and who also sets a good example himself by exemplifying a life of love to his fellow human beings, which will always be felt charitably by all people around him, can be certain of my blessing. Know that love is a great strength, that you can all make your lives much easier if you use the strength of love, which will also help you to have a living faith, and then you will also have escaped all danger. For love and faith are the foundations of my church, which I myself founded on earth. then you will also belong to this church of mine, and you will also regain the knowledge you had lost due to your apostasy from me, which consisted of you rejecting love, that you turned away from me without any love. Only when love fills your heart again will you be able to unite with me again, and then your purpose of earthly life will be fulfilled. Therefore listen to my messengers and don't reject them when they proclaim the gospel of love to you, for I send them to all of you who still walk through earthly life without light and love. Listen to them and seek to live out my word which they bring to you, and truly, you will gain much, and your earthly progress will not have been in vain if your soul leaves the body and enters the kingdom of the beyond, which is your true home. Amen.